I know that's selfish. Think about it. Think about it. Think of those people that are always like, no, I need to put me first. I need to prioritize myself. Those are the most selfish people. But they'll come to ask for things. And they'll be the ones asking for help from you. And then they accuse you of not being a good person. But when it's on the other end, it's like, no, this is for my mental health.
That's not what they meant. They are going to put themselves first, but
not
they
you.
Need help.
Not at all. Not at all. Self-love is important, yes, but sometimes. I think it's the wrong people who do it. Well, this is Tyler and Thames with Number One. Before that, we did have Fuels with Golo. And, well, there's still so much more that you can enjoy as their mega savings at Pick and Pay. So get Star Breakfast Meal, 25 kg, at just 114 kwacha 99 ngwe. Favorite foods of IQS mixed portions, 2 kg, for just 122 kwacha. I mean, it sounds like mega savings, if you ask me. But it doesn't end there. You can also get Soyola cooking oil, 5 liters at just 234 kwacha 99 ngwe. First choice salted or Irish butter, 500 grams at 99 kwacha 99 ngwe. Get Huggies VP diapers sorted for 299 kwacha 99 ngwe each. We are giving away a great bundle of cleaning materials with a bucket, broom, mop, cleaning liquids from Nimkim, and so much more. So see in store for details. These prices include exclusive Smart Shopper discounts and are valid from the 25th of August to the 7th of September at selected Pick and Pay stores. Pick and Pay, serious about food.
The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your one and only station.
Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former Tanzanian's Natural Resource and Tourism Minister calls for increased funding to research. Governance activist warns traditional leaders against taking partisan stance. Samia Suluhu files nomination to contest Tanzania's 2025 presidential race. In sports news, Zambia's under-20, Herman Senya, pens four-year deal with Spanish side, the Gans.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Former Tanzanian Minister of Natural Resources and Tourism, Professor Chumani Magembe, says Africa's failure to swiftly respond to scientific and technological advancements has costed the continent the much-needed opportunities and time in as far as food self-reliance is concerned. Speaking during the ongoing Africa Biennial Biosciences Communication Symposium 2025 in Lusaka, Professor Magembe said despite UNESCO requirement for government to allocate about 1.7% from their national budget to research and development, the funding to the sector remains poor. The former minister therefore attributed Africa's lag in scientific and technological advancement to poor funding in research and development, stressing that high levels of ignorance, poverty and disease burden continue to compromise the funding to research as they provide competitive needs. Professor Magembe is of the view that Africa needs to be realistic and push the agenda that shapes our future, hence underscoring the need for increased budgetary allocation if the continent is to effectively and timely respond to emergencies.
Requirements and funding needed for research. This is why you find in general in Africa that funding for research and funding for things that are not directly linked to these central themes. It's very difficult to argue and push through. That's one thing. And you will also know that a lot of funding for research in Western countries comes from the private sector. And the private sector that we have is very tiny in our countries. So we like the good ideas. And we like to put money, but are we able to do? Are we able to do so? So we must, from this standpoint, must always be realistic and push for what we can get so that we go ahead. I do not think that we can go break the bank to be able to do it. There are real problems in the economies and in the governments. So let's work together and be sure that those who are there gradually increase realize the need for increasing budgets in research and go along and gradually do so.
In the meantime, Kenyatta University Registrar for Research, Innovation and Outreach, Professor Richard Odwa, underscored the need to change the negative narrative, which he stated has been achieved through continued misinformation and disinformation. Professor Odwa disputed suggestions that the use of genetically modified organisms and other biotechnological innovations in Africa is aimed at killing Africans, as well as a new model of neocolonialism. The narrative, he said, is a form of disinformation.
Another thing is about medical risks. You hear, if you take GMO, it causes cancer. Then I ask them, well, how exactly is it causing cancer? Because the truth is, if it's causing cancer, then why aren't we using diabetes? Why is it not targeting the beta cells, the genes that are responsible for insulin? Why? Because insulin is already treated. It won't scare you enough if it is about diabetes. We are looking for a disease. And if cancer is the most, we actually, if we treat cancer this time, the next time misinformation will go to that new disease that is now. We will run away from again the cancer. What is this? That is a mental model. Then there is this dragon called neocolonization. So there is this thinking that you tie the GMO to neocolonization of whoever controls the seeds, controls whatever. And this is a narrative that is not acceptable.
In another special development, the Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has termed as unacceptable the manner in which the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has been handling farmers across the country. AAC Executive Director Noah Chisebe told the Power FM Copper Belt Bureau that farmers have complained about a lengthy and inefficient process which subjects them to unnecessary expenses and delays. Dr. Chisebe said, according to recent reports, farmers are forced to wait for weeks before being attended to, and even after selling their produce, payments are often delayed. He said in some cases, farmers who sold their produce a month ago are yet to receive payment, a situation, he said, is unacceptable as it creates an environment conducive to corruption where vulnerable farmers may be exploited by unscrupulous individuals. He has since urged the relevant ministries to take immediate action to streamline the FRA's operation and ensure timely payments to farmers, adding that failure to address these issues may allow corrupt elements to take advantage of the delays and exploit farmers.
Reports indicate that Kelvin farmers Sanga are forced to wait for weeks before being attended to, and even after selling their produce, payments are often delayed. In some cases, farmers who sold their produce a month ago have yet to receive payment. This is an unacceptable situation which creates an environment conducive to corruption, where vulnerable farmers may be exploited by unscrupulous individuals. The Alliance Against Corruption urges the relevant ministries to take immediate action to streamline the Food Reserve Agency's operations and ensure timely payment to farmers. Failure to address these issues may allow corrupt elements to take advantage of the delays and exploit farmers. We call on farmers to speak out and demand better treatment from Food Reserve Agency. The government must live up to its promise of supporting the farming community.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has called on government to provide clarity on the prolonged delay timeline of Zambia's debt restructuring process, despite ongoing efforts to address the nation's public debt crisis. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Chisanga observed that although significant progress has been made in tackling the huge debt burden, the process has remained slower than anticipated, hence the need for it to be treated with urgency it deserves. He further underscored the importance of intensifying collaboration with international partners in order to secure technical guidance, which in turn will expedite the restructuring process. He further underscored the importance of intensifying collaboration with international partners in order to secure technical guidance, which in turn will expedite the restructuring process. Mr. Tsanga also urged stakeholders to rally behind the efforts being made, stressing that a successful outcome will not only ease fiscal pressure but also create room for increased investment in critical sectors such as health, education and infrastructure.
started from multiple sources. So to work with a common framework, which is say G12 or G20, has given a lot of anxiety to other creditors. What we have seen playing out there is